Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth. Drama. Smooth.
Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger, and
Butterfucker.
And tonight we got a special guest in the house. We got my boys from Houston, HISD, the Houston Independent Spit District.
Are you there?
Yup, yup. What up? This your man, Savvy, HISD, the Spit District, representing Houston, Texas. Thank y'all for having us on. A couple of my brothers going to be joining in a second, few seconds.
All right.
Cool. Well,
thank you for coming on the show tonight.
Oh, so, man, anytime.
Oh, well, that's what we want, anytime.
Okay, you'll come back tomorrow?
Hey, if you need me tomorrow, I'm here. If you got me or you got a spot, I'm on.
Hey, we can put you on every week. Don't say that.
You don't know who you're dealing with.
Hey, you know.
So, I guess you want to tell the people who you are and what you guys represent.
Okay, most definitely. Again, we are HISD, the Houston Independent Spit District, the True School Crew. I mean, you know, we're a collective out of Houston that consists of eight cats, different mediums of expression. We got four MCs, three producers, two DJs, one photographer, so we kind of like to package it all as a whole total package. We look at music holistically, and the whole concept and idea behind HISD is that we're students of music and hip-hop, and, you know, we're working, you know, towards becoming teachers as well. So students and teachers in the game, that's what HISD represents and is about.
Okay. All right. I think we have another caller here. I believe it's it's the rest of your people.
Hello.
Yo, what's up? This is Elder Voice, representing HISD in the building.
All right. So we got everybody?
No, I don't think so. I think it's just me and Savvy right now.
I think Scotty's going to be on in a second, too. Scotty's spitting. He's going to be joining us, so it's going to be us three holding it down.
Okay. All right. Well, tell us what you guys working on. What's the latest project?
Man,
you
want to
fill
in,
L?
Yeah. We got we're working on a new LP, our second official LP. Cal, tell them the tentative title, Sam.
Nah, let's not give them the title yet.
We haven't
confirmed the title yet. We got a couple ideas on the table. We got a really dope concept, we think, but we haven't officially like decided on that yet. So we don't want to put the wrong info out there, possibly.
No problem.
So we're trying to keep it all a sweet 12, 13 banger album. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
you know, try to keep
y'all. I think we have the rest of your crew. They're all chiming in. Oh. Hello?
Yo.
Hello?
Oh, you're all crawling at the same time.
All right. We got the whole crew now?
Nah, yeah. Colton just chimed in. That was just one. Anybody else?
P's here.
Yeah. I believe we got the whole crew now.
Yeah, we're official now. We got King Midas on now, Scotty Spitton, and myself, Savvy, and Elder Voice. So, yeah, we're in the building. HISD is here.
When I just came, this is Scotty Spitton. When I just came on, I thought I heard somebody giving out secret information.
I think they was holding out.
On album.
No, he was holding out. He wanted the album title, and we can't, you know, release that. We're not privy to release that information yet.
Oh, y'all not privy?
No, we not prison.
All right.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, yeah. My bad. I'm watching the Rockets. My bad.
No problem. I've been caught up in the playoffs. Not all of the games have been equal though. I'm kind of partial to this Chicago Boston series. That series got me cracked out.
Yeah, that boy Paul Pierce, man. He wet him up in OT, man.
Well, I'm like Ben Gordon and Ray Allen going at it, just, you know,
you like that,
driving the old hoop head like myself crazy.
Who you going for?
To win it all?
No. In that series, you like the series, who you want to win?
Man,
why the hell are we talking about basketball?
Because we can.
As a part of it.
I want the Celtics to win and the Rockets to win.
I want the Lakers to win. I want
the
Lakers to win.
Lakers.
The wise choice.
Lakers. Cleveland.
Lakers and their legs. No, Lakers and their legs.
Ain't no Lakers nothing.
Lakers and their legs.
I told you how I feel about Kobe Bryant.
Lakers.
Violated man law.
Lakers.
No. Anyway, back to the project.
Lakers.
HISD. What we got going besides damn Lakers?
Lakers.
And for the answer to the question, I think Boston is going to win the series.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Good.
You can't even talk.
Getting back to HISD.
All right. So we got a. Is this a collaborative album or is this like a. Like a single, like, you know, somebody's separate album, or is this a whole group project that you got going?
It's a whole group project.
Okay.
it's gonna be our second full length album.
Nice.
The district was our first full length album, and then we had the Summer Sessions EP, and then we're gonna have this one, which is gonna be another LP full length album.
Okay. Right. So it's going to be a full LP, not an EP?
Yeah.
Or an AP?
Yeah, you're going to get your extra three songs. that's really the only difference from the EP versus, you know, an album that we do is probably about three songs.
LP is way more focused.
More focused?
Yeah, LP.
So when somebody listens to Summer Session, they think it's not focused. They think it's focused. Sounds focused to them.
It's focused, but it's
well, not. if you're weak, then you put out unfocused music. I don't like to say anything I do is unfocused. So sorry,
right.
Buddy. get your extra song.
Oh man, that's a good one.
So since we're doing focused music, what is your focus for this next upcoming album?
I'll go first. Golden King Midas go first. Personally, my focus.
Hubcap.
I don't know, just to grow. Yeah, hubcap in the house. Yeah, you know, just to grow, man. Just sound wise, man. Just kind of reach new levels musically, and you know, make people. You know, I really want to make people think twice when they do music. I don't want after they hear it. I don't want them to feel like it's okay to just go in there and just do something in 2 minutes.
What,
I want people to.
And There's a channel on cable now that's all videos called The Cream or something like that. It's like some of the worst shit that I've ever seen in my life. And it, you know, it's the I'm in love with a stripper channel.
Yeah.
Every,
you know.
That's a song.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Everything that R&B fake scenario.
And that's, you know, every, like, you know, never to talk down on stuff. It all has its, you know, own little lane. But I just want, I want to reach something to where people start to think about what they're doing. Like, if there's music out there like this to where it sounds like it's this much effort put into it, and it's just, you would think twice about going in there and just doing some nonsense. That's, I mean, that's my goal. It may not happen, but that's what I'm striving for.
Well, what I was going to say, and jumping on that point, is I'm not degrading it, because the difference, I think, in this era of hip hop as opposed to when I was coming up, is there's no diversity now. Everything is, I'm in love with a stripper. And then the other spectrum is the fake gangster rap, you know, where, you know, 8,000 drug dealers.
Oh, yeah. I heard a lot of that at the Urban Network.
Yeah.
I guess you didn't.
Well, yeah, the story is that she went to the Urban Network seminar, and they have all these rappers, and they give these CDs out, and I couldn't get past 10 seconds on nary a song that they gave.
Some of them are so bad. I was tired of hearing all the same shit. Are you guys going to the next one?
Not that we know. Where is that?
The next one's in Memphis, and then they're having one in Houston in September.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Shit, you guys should showcase your shit.
I am. I like that stuff. I'm gonna come real gangster though.
No, you should see what some people. You know, there was a whole.
I don't know. There was one CD.
All talking.
Playerology or Pimpology, where it's like 8 tracks of the dude talking. I heard the intro to a song, but he just kept talking.
He was like a Professor X pimp. That's how his CD was, just talking about pimpology.
Play on player for about 40 minutes.
Yeah, that, you know, that's why I gave, you know, Dick all of them, because I couldn't handle them.
I was like,
no, that's okay, I don't need them.
You know, it was some of the worst.
You guys should think about the Houston one. I want to come out. You know, I want to see you guys perform.
Yeah, we want to see y'all. Definitely. I mean, we love to have y'all.
Savvy and Elle will probably go to that.
No. All of you got to perform, man.
Well,
yeah, we're going to have us 5 booty dances, man, and some, you know, cats up there with these shirts. I'll be a real gangster, man.
Hello. Speaking of dancing, you know, I saw your video, and you know David Ruffin is turning over in his grave. Y'all stole their moves from the Temptations.
Uh-huh.
I saw that.
Oh, that was too
like
funny.
That's
he probably is.
Point, wasn't it? That's their move.
Hey,
point,
but
wasn't
you know, I love a dope live show. You know, I went to one last week, the Immortal Technique Chino XL, and I can honestly say that in it, there were 2 things that stood out. One is there's a lot of women who knew all the lyrics to the hardcore song, which I was kind of shocked by. And 2, there was like 5 black people in the sold out.
Really?
In the sold out show.
That was it?
That was it.
I don't think there was more.
I don't know. I don't know when y'all do y'all show, but you're in a different part of the country. Yeah, but still, it's still a hip-hop show.
Still, I'm just thinking, there's too many white people out there.
And I'm saying, do y'all get a lot of, black folks at your hip-hop show as opposed to, what I would have seen at a show, like a lot of non-black folks?
Well, I'm going to be straight up with you, man. As far as HISD is concerned, we bring out all types of people, man. We we bring out, you know, black folks, you know, white folks, Asians, you know, Latinos, right. You know, that the Latinos, you know, they support us real tough out here, man. But in general, just going to different hip hop, you know, like real underground hip hop shows, you don't really don't see, you know, a high representation of black folks. But you know, that's one of our goals as we make music is to bring, you know, more, you know, black people into, you know, the appreciation for hip hop again. I think a lot of them don't feel like it's for them as much anymore. I don't know why, but you know, but as far as HISD, we have a good mixed representation, honestly, with our crowd and who we bring out.
Well, yeah, I understand that, but you know, I was thinking along the lines of, you know, like hip hop, like real hip hop, is it like going the way of jazz, where soon black folks won't even be listening to hip hop no more. They'll just be listening to rap, which I put in the category of what disco was.
Word. I mean, but it's true though. I mean, a lot of people don't listen to hip hop anymore. I mean, like, you know, it's become like jazz music. You know what I'm saying? Where it's more so just appreciated in underground circles and overseas and stuff. You know, you got to go overseas to really get appreciated, it seems, you know.
Well, I know there's an audience here. I mean, and I'm not just saying that black folks should be the only one who appreciate hip-hop, you know, but I just find it odd that black folks don't do hip-hop artists. They just do rappers, and I think a lot of people don't understand the difference between the two, because a lot of people think that it's the same, or that, I mean, I'm sure y'all see a lot of R&B artists are considered rappers. They're in the rap section and everything.
Let me say that.
Your T-Pains and people of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's hip-hop.
No. Mm-hmm.
I don't link that with hip hop, not even close. And it's funny because somebody said, what kind of music you do? And I distinctly say hip hop. I don't say rap music. I say hip hop.
Right.
They like, they assume that I do stuff that's on the radio, but the stuff that's on the radio, I don't consider that hip hop. And they would, you know, people act like, oh, it's all hip hop. It's not. It's really not. It's rap music, it's hip hop, there's soul music, there's disco, there's, you know, it's different categories now. It's all in under that tree, but nah, buddy, that ain't hip hop music. That's rap music, buddy. That comes from hip hop. That's like an evil child of hip hop, but that ain't hip hop, man.
That's a child that ran away. Because he couldn't live in the house no more because he couldn't follow the rules.
Right. And then next time you see him again, he in drag.
Right. Exactly.
With purses and skinny jeans.
Yeah.
The skinny jeans?
I slow down on them. I'm trying to let a couple of the youngsters live a little bit with that. Because I've been, you know, I'm a fair person. I'm a real fair person. And you know, I remember liking, like when I see these kids doing these dances, I coach a 14-year-old AAU team, which is, a pretty good basketball team for that age. And we do a lot of traveling. So I spend a lot of time with these kids. I am now. So I see and I hear stuff just to kind of, you know, pick their brain a little bit and just see, like, what the hell is going on, man, the fashion and I get a good chance to see the stuff. So, but some of the stuff, like I said, I'm a fair person. And
you're not talking about the stinky leg, are you?
Huh?
You're not talking about the stinky leg, are you?
Stinky leg, yeah. They do the stinky leg. I got a guy on my team, he do a lot of dancing, he do the stinky leg. And that dance is just as dumb as Flavor Flav's dance.
Well, Flavor Flav was with Public Enemy.
That's true. I'm just saying, to watch Flavor Flav do his arms and legs like that, like he's having a seizure, you know, it's just as bad as watching. So I can understand how an adult 20 years ago was looking at Flavor Flav like, what the hell is wrong with these boys? The same way we look at, now don't get it twisted. You're right. The music was different, though. Public Enemy was jamming, and they was talking about some real things. On the other hand, the guy talking about Thank You, Lady, and he's just talking about the dance.
Yeah, but see, first, when Flav did that, the first time he did it was on I Ain't No Joke, Rock Him. Uh-huh. People forget the first time that most folks ever saw Flav. We didn't know what the hell Public Enemy was at that time.
Huh.
You know, because they hadn't come out with Bum Rush the Show yet. But, I mean, you know, not the stupid to dance, because the dance is still stupid. But, you know, it was like perfect then, because he was offsetting the hardness that was Chuck D.
Yeah.
So and that was the thing, you know, that whole balance. Because thinking that Public Enemy is so serious, but then you have this guy who comes off as just funny, so it kind of took the edge off. So some people could justify watching Public Enemy and listening to it.
That's funny that you say that, because I think like a few weeks ago we all had this conversation about the same exact thing, about what Flavor Flav meant to that group, because he was like the balance, you know, of Public Enemy. And just when you think that.
Hey, excuse me, can you speak up?
Oh, my fault. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Yeah, we just had that conversation like a few weeks ago about the same thing, about what Flavor Flav meant, you know, the Public Enemy, to kind of break up that, you know, that, you know, that political side or whatever, that serious side of it. And yeah, man. So we understand completely about Flavor Flav and what he meant to that group, as far as breaking that part of it up and making it a little more fun for people to, you know, listen to and watch him and stuff like that. I mean, because if you think about it, a lot of shows that they, you know, that they do, I went to the last show that they had when they came here, and it's like, if Flavor Flav ain't there, like, it's almost like, I'm now in the what?
Well, it's like a rally. You know, folks ain't full serious rallies no more. You kind of got to, like, sneak knowledge to them nowadays. You can't just straight up tell them nothing serious, because people don't take serious. As funny as that sounds.
Right.
If y'all understand what I mean.
Yep.
But I think Buddy wanted to know what the stinky leg was.
What is the stinky leg?
It's the stinky leg.
It's the new dance. Every year it's a dance to come out, and, you know, bam, it's all good. Now, speaking of that, where would you consider Digital Underground coming out with the Humpty Dance?
Well,
Humpty Dance is cold,
You see, Digital Underground is the perfect example of that era, because, one, they was party, but on the other, they was a serious group, and they talked about some relevant stuff, too, all at the same time. It was a balance. They was like a balanced group.
Okay.
Well, I think like the thing you brought up with Flavor Flav and everything, the big difference between party music now, because me and some friends were having this conversation the other day, the big difference between party music now and party music then is that the party music then was good. Like, they might have been dancing, it might have been all the fun stuff, but it was good. The dudes could actually rap. Like, nowadays, you don't gotta rap. You just gotta have a banging beat and make up some kind of dance. And the beat don't even have to be banging. It just gotta have some heavy bass. And some boom, 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 and that's all you need.
Just like you talk about they used to be good. It's like, I remember, like, in the club, they would play like a J. Rue Come Clean. You know, they would play Gangstar in the club. They would play your Public Enemy. They would play the BDP. They would play Craig Mack. Everything was played. And then they go to Duke, and then that was when it was time to go get something to drink. And, you know, but now it's like, I don't even want to drive by the club, because I know that I'm going to go in there and my head going to hurt.
So now it's like The whole time they playing Two Live Crew, they playing MC Hammer, they playing, you know, they just played that the whole entire time though.
Right. Now it's Hammer time all the time.
Right, it's like a party song back then when we was growing up was like Black Sheep, or you know what I'm saying, Scenario right. was a party song. But that song
exactly.
is one of the best hip hop songs ever. You know what I'm saying? I mean, but you don't get that no with the party songs now is weak. I can't jam none of that.
Not only is the party songs now gotten like weak as far as like the sound of them, but even like the lyrics to them, like they're like more degrading. Like they degrading somebody,
right?
It's degrading somebody. It's either gangster party song or it's like pouring them, you know, Moet and Cristal on all the chicks or whatever, blah blah blah. So it's like,
no, I heard this one, P. This one said, "Pop that coochie open and how they go? Pop that coochie open." And turn this mother out or something like that. And like them kind of songs is the songs the girls jam to the hardest.
Right. Well, speaking of that, you know, I remember Chris Rock in one of his comedy specials, he was talking about it. He was saying the exact same thing. Like, it don't matter about the beat. I mean, it don't matter about the lyrics. You could be singing "Slap with the Dick, Slap with the Dick." If the girl could dance to it, it was all good.
But the thing about it is, not only will they dance to it, but they'll be saying the lyrics. Like,
right.
You know, they'll be saying the lyrics.
Right.
And you're like, why are you singing that?
Right. And then get mad, like, if you come at them all on some disrespectful stuff, and it's like, look at how you treat yourself. It's like wearing a kick me song to get mad if a dude kick you. You know what I'm saying? That's stupid. Yeah, that's stupid. That's like me talking, I'm a bad B, and then a dude call you a B, and then you get mad. But you just said that you're a bad B. Like,
yeah.
I don't get it. Maybe I'm confused. Maybe I'm the one in the wrong. I'm confused. You know,
all right. Now, I want to announce this. If any of our listeners has any questions, you can call us at 646-929-2037 if you have any questions for HISD, or if you don't have the heart to call, you can always hit us up at smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com and we'll post your question on the air.
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
Oh, and fellas, y'all stick around for a minute. We're gonna take a little 10-minute. Not 10 minutes, a 10-second break.
Okay, we are back with HISD for those of you just tuning in.
What's wrong with you, man?
I'm tired, man.
No, butter.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, your voice sounds so radio. Like,
so radio. Oh, I like that.
It's so perfect, like. You know, we do interviews with people, and then it sounds like, you know, you got your homeboy, your homegirl talking to you. But, like, you sound like just, like, all you're just radio.
I'm going to use that on my visitor. I am so radio. You know what? Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Dick Hugger over here is about to get sick.
Yeah, now she's not even going to be able to walk out of our house. Her head going to be too damn big.
Hey, I just keeping it 100, because, you know, I just...
You rocking the name Dick Hugger.
Huh?
Oh.
Rocking that name.
Hey, I got a perfect reason why I rock the name Dick Hugger. First and foremost, I'm twofold on it. First, I'm Dick Hugger because I'm not one.
Okay.
And it's an indictment on all the Dick Huggers out there. And two...
Okay.
if you don't remember, I'm not really fond of the N-word. So what I did is I just subtract a couple of words. So Dick Hugger is me an indictment on the N-word saying F that word. So if you take the F-U and switch that with the D-I, and you take the N-I and switch that with the H-U, what you got?
I'm confused.
That's real creative. That's real creative.
He is creative. I'll give him that.
Hey, I'm coming from the KRS-One. Knowledge reigns supreme over nearly everyone. That's all I was trying to do.
Now we know the reason behind his name.
Now we know the reason behind it. So it's like the big obese dude calling himself Timeless, right?
Right.
Okay.
One of you needs to speak up a little louder.
That's gotcha.
All right. Well, I'm privy to some, I guess, inside information. I hear y'all filming a video or about to film a video.
Yeah.
Y'all can't confirm that.
Not really.
What was it?
We're in the process of doing a couple different type of video type of things, but you know, everything's
not the bounce chicka bounce bounce.
No. everything ain't solidified yet, so it ain't too much to really go into on that. But we definitely be getting to some videos really soon here, though. You know,
okay. Yeah, we got a couple of treatments. We tightening up or whatever. But yeah, the ink hasn't been put to the paper yet.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what's the group's long term goal? What's your master plan?
As a company like Peace of Mind Entertainment, I mean our goal is to change the landscape of urban music. We want to change, as King Midas was saying earlier, we want to change the way people approach how they make music, and we want people to think, you know, twice before, you know, they go and put something out, you know. So we want to change the way people appreciate urban music as well, again. So that's what the ultimate goal. So we're just going to continue putting out the best music that we can and continue to try to grow with the music that we present. You know, we don't take our listeners or any listeners for granted, and we want them to know that when they listen to our music.
Well, I can definitely tell that by your live show. You know, I was impressed by the video.
Appreciate it.
I give you props for that, because not a lot of artists can do it live and can actually put on a show that people would actually want to sit and watch. You know, that whole lip sync and just rap over my lyric a tad bit louder. And if I let it go, I don't understand how people pay $30 for that.
But that's part of the tough guy, and like I can just get up here and rap, and I got it like that, and I don't have to do nothing else. I'm like, if I wanted to listen to you rap, I'll just listen to the album. Like when I see you live, I want to get something different than I can get on the album. That's why I'm coming here to watch you perform. So it just sound like you just, you know, rapping verbatim off the album. Hell, I could have put the album on and listened to it instead of paying my $30-$60 or whatever to go to the show. So, I mean, that's what we try to incorporate within the group, is to always be able to put on a good show so people can say, no matter how many times they see us perform, they'll come out every time just because they know it's gonna be an event, not just a bunch of dudes up on stage rapping about nothing.
Now I was gonna make a comment, because there was something that Ice-T did where he did twice, as a matter of fact. He did an album and he did a video for every song on his album, and I was shocked that nobody else did that. Because I thought that was one of the freshest things that anybody could ever do.
Well, if L the Voice had his way, we would do a video for every song we've ever done.
he's not lying. For the district, I've seen a video for almost every song on the district. You know what I'm saying? Because they were so visual. You know, and I actually wanted us to do that, like a video album, but of course that costs money and we all got, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
You know.
I got a project that I'm involved with is actually going to be done that way. It's not a lot of songs though, so it's easier to do it. But it's going to be, if I'm not mistaken, 5 or 6 songs, and it's going to take about 20. So it's going to be like a 20-something minute video of a little short album.
I think we have a caller.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
Caller.
Yes, I just have a couple questions because one of the guys is really hard to hear. How many people are in the group?
8.
Who got it? Savvy, take that.
Yeah, it's 8 members in the group, HISD. You got 4 MCs, 3 producers, a photographer, and, you know, we got a couple people who double as DJs.
Yeah, and Dick and Butter are about to join the group, too. even 10.
It went the second album coming out.
Yeah, we're looking to drop it in the fourth quarter of 2009. So look around the winter time this year. You should be hearing or catching wind of the second HISD LP.
Okay, and where is the first one available?
It's available at cdbaby.com, on iTunes, Napster, eMusic, and so on and so forth.
Okay.
And it's called The District. It's HISD The District. You'll see a big-ass school bus on the cover.
And you also can pick up the EP, Summer Sessions. That's still around. To be honest, is there still a link on Peace of Mind?
Yeah, it's still there. Yeah,
okay.
It's still there.
Yeah, well, I would encourage you to check out that, www.peaceofmind.com, and it's spelled PEACE. Am I correct, Seth?
Yep.
Yeah.
UV.
Right.
MINE. Yeah, so make sure the spelling is right because it's not like the norm.
Okay. I think your name is interesting, and I know when Dick Hugger first told me about it, I recognized it right away, being born in Houston and all. So.
Oh.
Represent.
Houston in the house.
H-Town.
Stand up.
Hold him up.
Okay, but I'll be sure and check you guys out. Keep us posted.
Okay, appreciate it.
Yeah, we appreciate you.
Thank you for calling.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks. Nice. Look at that. Got a caller.
All right. And now one of the bloggers wants to know, are you guys, do you have any YouTube videos? And also, do you have MySpace? Can they view you on MySpace?
No. You can view it on www.smoothdrama.com/TV. We've got 2 of their videos streaming through. You can check it out there, right?
Yeah.
Right.
You can do that, and you could just type in HISD hip hop, and you'll see a gang of stuff come up.
Oh.
I don't want to say gang, but you could. It's some good things pop up. Some videos.
Go to iTunes, download their music. Oh, we have another caller. Hold on now.
You got it.
Hold on. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Caller.
Hello, caller. Caller.
Caller going one. Caller. Caller going twice.
Hey, I'm here. How y'all doing, man?
All right.
Yeah, you slow.
Hey, how y'all doing, man? This is Tom Saragusa. I'm calling in. Want to holler at my man Dick Huggins. Say what's up, man. This is the man who invented the wearable shoe trees. that keep all the Nike Air Force Ones looking brand new, and the Jordans and all your precious kicks. How y'all doing, man?
All right.
You doing great, man. What's good?
Man, everything is all good, man. I'm just a big fan of HISD and wanted to call in and let everybody know that I'm going to do a promo code tonight. If they go to the website, it's wearableshoetrees.com. That's wearable, W-E-A-R-A-B-L-E, shoe trees, S-H-O-E-T-R-E-E-S.com. And y'all check it out. Check out the product. These are inserts that you can put into any kind of sneaker that you have, whether it's an old sneaker, it'll pop the shape right back into it. Brand new sneakers, you put these inserts in them, and you can wear the sneakers with the inserts in them, and they keep the shoes and sneakers looking brand new. And tonight we're going to do a deal. If you guys put in the promo code, if you want to order, the promo code is HISD, and that's going to give you three pairs for $19.95. Now, we usually sell each pair for $10 a pair, but for the promo tonight for the HISD group, we're going to do the HISD promo code, and it'll give you three pairs for $19.95 instead of $30. Matter of fact, I'm sitting over here with my man Bam Bam from the Robin Big Show on MTV, and he's been wearing them for a long time. And he just wanted to holler at you guys real quick and let y'all know what he's thinking about these things.
Bam
Bam. Sure. Hey, what's up? What's up? Let's go down.
For those of you that didn't hear that, I know it was kind of low. It's wearableshoetrees.com. And if you send us an email to smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com, we can send you the promo code and all the information you need to get those three pairs for $19.99.
$19.95, you know. Shout
out to
Oh,
excuse me, 4 cents off. $19.95. So, if you want to hit us up at Smooth Drama, at smoothdrama.com. If you can get all that information, we'll be happy to send it to you. So, we're kind of excited about that. Wearable shoe tree.
That's what's up. Hey, I sent y'all some down there to the studio, too. Did y'all get them?
Yeah, actually, the post office still has them. But we will definitely have them, and we'll be doing some giveaways starting Thursday.
We appreciate that. In fact,
thank you very much.
Want to make an announcement that on Thursday we are interviewing a gold medal winner from Hawaii. He's a triathlon athlete. He's been athlete of the year and now is into cycling and also into the Coast Guard. So definitely want to stay tuned for that. We're definitely going to start pushing that wearable shoe tree.
Definitely, especially, I just want to add one thing real quick, sweetheart, especially during the recession right now, a lot of kids out there aren't getting the kicks they want to go to school, you know what I mean? The Air Forces, they cost about $90 in the stores, and they get all wrinkled up within the first couple of wears, and it's like a constant thing always buying them. So during the recession, it's a great time right now for the product to come out because it's really going to help you save money, and it's really going to help your sneakers last a lot longer than they would have ever lasted with anything else. So you don't have to put plastic bags in your shoes anymore, or the newspapers, or the packaging that comes with the shoes. The wearable shoe tree is out at wearableshoetrees.com. And again, tonight we're doing the promo code HISD, and you're going to get three pairs for $19.95. That's $10 off. So one love to all y'all out there, and thanks for getting me on.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thanks.
All right, y'all be cool, man. I'm out of here.
All right, man.
Bye. Oh, cool.
Oh, yeah. The shoe trees.
You know what I mean? I got a couple
of
in my
closet. Wearableshoetree.com.
I'm inviting all them, the shoe products, the little extra stuff, man. You remember, P? We used to go get shoes. Mom used to take us to get shoes, and man, I used to just want all that extra stuff, the little shiny stuff that you used to get. Well, remember the little cleaning stuff, and they give you the suede cleaner with the little brush on it or whatever. I could never get that shit, though. I don't even get shoes.
Yeah, I couldn't get it either.
When I got older and I became a grown up and started making my own money, I was determined to get some shoes with some socks with it.
Like, what did you say?
Like, I can't get the
socks. What did you say?
Just get the shoes. All you get is the shoe. You don't get the. You don't get no socks. You don't get no matching outfit. You don't get no nothing.
He wants the socks too.
The socks is a good thing, my man. Socks is definitely a good thing.
Yeah, I'm something, I don't know, that's something that I love socks. I don't know why, man.
Hey, socks keep your feet from stinking.
Yeah, but when I was in college, I remember washing clothes, or somebody washing my clothes, man, and I would have probably about 50 pairs of socks.
Hey, we have
another caller. Wow, Grand Central Station tonight. Hold on 1 second.
Caller.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Yeah, I wanted to say hi to Golden and how you doing, man?
What's up? Who is this?
Hey, this is a friend of your daddy.
It's a friend of my dad. Really?
Uh-oh. That could mean trouble. We're going to catch this on the air.
Well, that's cool, man. How you doing?
Hey, I'm all right. I haven't seen you since you was a little kid, man.
Oh, yeah.
You know who this is now, don't you?
Nah, I
know. I know who this is.
Wait.
This is Fred's dad, right?
Yeah, you right.
Yeah. Oh yeah, this is the one who gave me
his hug is daddy.
Huh?
His hug is daddy.
Yeah.
Hey, the man hugger.
Yeah, this is the man who gave me Hubcat. He's the one that named me.
How y'all been, man? How y'all been?
We've been all right, man. We can't complain. Been doing very well. Living out in Texas for the past about five. Well, actually, longer than that. I apologize. We've been in Texas for. I guess the last 12, 13 years. So, yeah, but we've been doing good, man. How about yourself?
Hey, I'm just hanging in there, bro. You know how it is.
Yeah.
But I was trying to, I told your daddy, you know, about you guys coming on the show. And he said he was going to try and tune in and everything. I don't know if he's doing it or not, but he said he's going to try and do that.
Yeah. Okay, we'll probably talk to him later on. If not, we'll send him a link to it to where he can listen to it when he get a chance.
When y'all coming this way?
I think we're coming out there this summer. Hopefully we could do something while we're out there as far as the show, but if not, me and my brother probably going to go out there and visit my dad.
I
got
to come out here and do a show.
Hey.
Let us know.
We'll cover
it. Line it up. Just line it up.
Gotta have a show.
Yeah, line it up and we'll be out there.
We need some more HISD videos.
Yeah, some show videos.
Show videos, and I still haven't got my CDs yet, but I ain't gonna say nothing.
Ooh,
I got
individual
songs, but I ain't got no CDs or nothing.
That's deep.
I'm not feeling the love at all.
Oh, my goodness.
That's deep, man. I don't know who's
responsible
for that.
Look here, man. Send me one, too, because I can take it to work and pay for some of the young fellas at the job.
Okay. We
y'all started out like that.
All right. So when we send Dick Hugger one, we'll just send an extra one.
Thank you, bro.
Wait, we got you.
Got it covered. Hmm?
Thank you.
How many are you sending?
Well, Miss Radio get one like on G like already. You gonna get a shiny copy. They just gonna get some regular. Yeah. You get the pretty wrapper and everything.
Oh, okay. All
yeah.
right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shoot, I'll show y'all kinds of love on the air.
Yeah. So, you know, it's all good. But we'll take care of you, Pops. We got you.
Hey, all right.
right.
You know, thing with a chicken wing.
All right, and it was good talking to you. I'm so glad you called in.
You got to do that, man. And, you know, y'all maintain.
All right, you do the same.
Thank you for calling in.
Mm-hmm. OG Hubcap.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That is funny.
AKA Hubcap.
We got a little history lesson on HISD today.
Huh?
That was my next question. When's your next show?
We got a couple things lined up, man. Right now in Houston, we got the House of Blues coming up on May the 15th. Then the Museum of Fine Arts doing a Black Music series for the whole month of June. And HISD is going to be on the final week for hip hop, which is June 26th. And then we are working on going out to Phoenix as well, man. So trying to get up in Arizona on May 16th. So got to, you know, working, stringing some things together right now. But, yeah, Phoenix falling into pocket. You know, it's going to be a nice summer.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You'll have to, you know, keep us updated on where you guys are. And, you know, we can make some announcements for you on the air.
Definitely.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah. Do that. Oh yeah, and we're gonna have to leave. We should be not too long from now. We should be We should be in the midst and right in the middle of getting that album together. And once we get that going, we're gonna get that single to y'all. So y'all might even break it. Just be the first ones to have it.
Hey, you're more than welcome to come on the air and break anything you want to break.
Yeah, yeah, we definitely get involved and do that. Do some things.
All right, so we talked about what you're doing. Now, let's talk about I know y'all got some individual albums out there. You know, you talk about the HISD. I know y'all got some single projects also going or that you've already done. You want to tell the people about that?
We can mention a couple of those things. King Midas, myself, and Scotty Spitten, we had a little project, just a little EP, just a little taste. It was just a taste, just five songs, you know, that type of thing. A little EP come out called The Gold Room, and that was just a little idea of what our album would sound like when we go ahead and decide to do it or finish it. But yeah, that came out that was last year in 08, late 08. So it's still alive and kicking now. But if you want to get a glimpse of what's to come in the future, I would recommend going to peaceofmind.com, and you may be able to find it on there or just typing it in, you know, on the internet. It was just a free little giveaway. We didn't put it on iTunes or anything like that. It's just a nice little free little EP that you can go get.
Well, I know I explained my name, so I want y'all to explain why you name yourself what you name yourself.
Each individual?
Yeah.
Okay. Scotty Spitten came from... It's a flip on Scottie Pippen.
I got that.
Me and King Midas one day was at the crib, and we was just chopping it up, talking about just throwing different names out there. When we was trying to create a name or whatever for, you know, stage name or whatever for myself. And we've always been like huge basketball fans, huge Chicago Bulls fans during the Jordan, you know, era or whatever. And we always felt like Scottie Pippen was probably like one of the most underappreciated stars like the league has seen as far as like what he did, you know, to help win those championships that they won. So we always been big fans of his, and so that's what I did. I took it's kind of like a ode or a tribute to Scottie Pippen, so I just took the name and flipped it to Spitten.
Okay. King Midas?
Okay. I don't really recall, but it's just basically my name. My government name is Golden.
What's your non-government name?
My non-government. Cap. So, my name is Golden, and I guess just King Midas just goes with that, you know, golden hand, golden touch, gold stuff. You know, it just all went together, so it just kind of just happened from that. You know, I can't really explain it. It just happened. It's all good.
Things just happen like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Savvy here. Savvy is a flip or it's just an acronym for the two words shrewd and vivid. If you smash those two words together, then you get savvy. And that's how I came up with that. And that's just the way that I try to approach my music and writing, you know, songs. So shrewd and vivid.
I'm sorry, I couldn't come up with nothing as creative as that, fella. So I apologize. Y'all good.
It's all right.
Who is this?
That was Savvy. I was just saying that Golden. I just couldn't come up with nothing. It's crazy. It's shrewd and vivid, and just that's just so crazy. I don't even know what you was thinking about. How you just come up with things like that? You and Dick, y'all on a whole another level when it comes to names. I'm gonna have to get y'all advice when I have a little one.
It's more of overthought than anything. Overthinking it.
Hey, so long as you think it, my man. Yeah, because we need more thoughtful music out there, for sure.
Is L still on? The Rockets must be getting that ass whooped. Where's L at?
L
probably in the bathroom crying and shit.
Oh, he a hardcore Rocket fan? I know he was losing when I stopped watching.
Yeah, he's a diehard. He loves his Houston Sockets. He gets
they
a kick out of them.
He
quit for.
Wow, we back on basketball.
Hey, we should never leave basketball.
Right.
Never ever.
Lakers.
Yeah.
So,
Kobe Bryant.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, no, I don't like Kobe, but okay.
Now, I know that's not Scottie Spitton talking about Lakers.
Yeah, that's Scottie Spitton talking about Lakers.
Now, how you going to do that? How you going to be Scottie Spitton and talking about Lakers?
He just told you. Tell him who you are, who your other dude, P. Tell him.
Kobe Bryant, man.
Bloody Bryant, boy.
Yeah, okay. You supposed to be... I'm not even going to mess with that one. Like I said, he violated man law, and so I can't even... He violated man law.
By telling on Shaq?
Hey, Shaq wasn't there.
He didn't tell on Shaq.
Not by telling on him.
Okay,
but
why he gotta say Shaq name?
Yeah, I know. Okay. No, I understand man law.
Have to say that. Okay, fine.
I understand man law. I get it. All right.
Oh,
you
know
break
how
it down
goes.
For me. You all don't need to break it down for me.
The bottom line is, what does he do on the basketball court? I don't care about his personal relationship with Shaquille O'Neal.
You know how many sports people you would have to hate if you got into their personal life?
Right. Uh-huh.
Like, I don't care. Like, even with my man Mike, I was the biggest Michael Jordan fan. Like, I ain't got time to be thinking about him cheating on Juanita every day.
Hold on.
That ain't our business. Whatever they do, that's their business.
Caller, you got 20 seconds. Hello?
Caller? Hello? Yeah, you're talking with HISD?
Yeah.
Yep.
And when you guys come back to Salt Lake?
We working on something to get us back out there at the end of May. So.
Hey, Sav, this is Dre.
Oh, what up, Dre? What's good, man?
What's good, bro?
Oh man, we just out here doing our thing out in Houston, man. You know, putting, you know, planting the seeds, just watching them grow.
Hey, man, we appreciate on everything you guys are doing, man.
Oh,
well,
that
concludes our show. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh. Y'all got open invitations anytime, anywhere.
Thank you. Good night.
Okay,
thank you.
Thank
you. All right.
Hello?
Yep. Now, what happened? The show over?
I think the show is over, yeah.
Okay.
So, I don't know how that's going to do on the air, but, yeah.
Who's still on here?
Me, you, and Savvy.
Oh, for real?
Hey, Dre Rocker?
Okay, Drake still on here. What's up, Drake?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Man, chilling. How you been? How you been doing?
I've been blessed. They showing you guys on TV now.
Oh, wow.
Really?
I think they showing. Oh no, never mind. It's not you. Yeah, P hit me up. He was like, you know, HISD's on. I was like, what? And it's like, yeah, they on TV on the internet. I was like, what? So I went and checked it out.
Okay. Yeah. Nice little show. Got it together. Good questions. Good talking.
Yes, what's up? When you guys gonna start broadcasting your own shows?
Oh man, that's a work in progress, man. We don't know exactly when. We're just working towards that goal. Man, it'll probably be, you know, maybe later this year sometime. We can start maybe doing like a vlog, video log or something, video blog or something maybe.
Shoot,
you know.
Yeah.
Super Goat, he can have his own podcast, fool.
Yeah, I agree.
Put him on the podcast, dog, and just let the nigga talk.
Come on.
That's
true. Why you tripping on me? Don't give me no ideas too. I might get a little something started. might hit y'all boys off next week with one.
Man, hey, put it down, man. Give it your boy Flash.
Yeah, I know, huh? I'm gonna have. Matter of fact, we're gonna get involved. We're gonna do it.
Gonna
do it.
Arguing about stuff all day.
Aw, niggas ain't arguing. Niggas talking.
Like, y'all just create, you and Flash or whatever, just create a podcast, and then each podcast will be such and such versus such and such, and then y'all just debate on why this is that. Like, y'all pick a side, like a whole, like, it'd be like Marvin Gaye versus Stevie Wonder, and that'd be the podcast.
We're going to do that tomorrow.
We're
going to do that tomorrow. Matter of fact, we're going to do it. We're going to go ahead and do it tomorrow for
might as well.
It's on now, y'all fools. I'm about to crush y'all fools. Savvy.
Yeah.
Tell me why. When they was talking down like that, I heard you too. You was kind of siding with them fools. Now.
Oh, I didn't side with nobody, dog.
I seen you,
fool. I didn't have enough information
on Beta Party.
Yeah.
What's up? Yo, fellas.
Yo.
We kind of got to wrap it up on here. But,
all right, we go.
Hey, I want y'all to come on as much as possible. If y'all want to come on every month, let us know. It's wide open. And we can just talk about news and whatever.
Yeah, all right,
and of course, talk about what y'all doing.
All right,
cool.
All right.
We appreciate it again, man.
Hey, anytime.
Like I said, y'all got carte blanche anytime. Come on. And any videos you got, hit us up. We'll put them on Smooth Drama TV.
Okay. As a matter of fact, I got some stuff I'm going to email to you, some video links or whatever, and you can put it on yours. It's some stuff about HISD and individuals and stuff. So.
All right.
Cool.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, man. Cool. All right.
All right.
Peace.